Welcome back. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 3, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Erevin. The Mishnah wants to know at the beginning of the third Perek. We've been talking about Erevin for two chapters already, and we haven't actually discussed what type of food you can use to make an Erev. We understand and know that using food is critical for the Erev itself, because that sort of is able to establish a residence. And so nowadays that we usually use like a box of matzah or something to establish an Erev for the community. But the truth is, it doesn't have to be a box of matzah. And what could be used, what could not be used? Says the Mishnah, B'chol ma'aravin mishtatfim chutz min ha'mayim ha'melach. So we can make an Erev or a shita for a shitufi mavo. So that's when you have an alleyway that sort of is attaches several courtyards. So whether it's an Erev tchumen or a shitufi mavos, so either of these things, you can make an Erev or the shituf with anything, except for water and salt, because water and salt are so insubstantial that they're not really going to be considered food for this purpose. And all kinds of food can be bought with money of Meiser Sheni, except for water and salt, for the same reason, because they don't meet the requirement that was set by the Torah for this specific purpose. And finally, Hanoder min ha'mazon, mutar b'mayim v'melach, someone who says, I'm not going to, someone takes a neder, a vow, that he's not going to eat nourishing foods. He's allowed to eat water and salt because they do not provide any sort of nourishment. And then it says the Mishnah further, what can you make the Erev out of for specific groups of people that might be prohibited from certain things? So ma'arvin lanazir bayayin, we can make an Erev for a nazir with wine, even though he is not allowed to drink it. You can still make the Erev for him with that. Uli Yisrael batrumi, you can make a Erev for Yisrael, or someone who's not a Kohen, with Truma, even though he cannot eat it, because since it is allowed to be eaten by some people, so we say, okay, so the guy will share it with his friends or whatever it is. Sumcha somer b'chulin. Sumcha says that an Erev for Yisrael has to be made with chulin and not with truma, because an Erev is only valid if the guy is allowed to eat it. And seemingly he would disagree with the Nazir making the Erev out of wine as well. For the Kohen beveis ha'pras, and furthermore, an Erev tchumen can be placed for a Kohen in a beis ha'pras. A beis ha'pras is a place that usually has human bones, and obviously a Kohen cannot become tamei mace. So he is allowed to walk into this area as long as he's careful not to touch the bones. So therefore, you can make the Erev tchumen for the Kohen in this beis ha'pras. Rabbi Yehuda, Mer Rabbi Yehuda says, afil beveis ha'kvaros b'mdei sheyachol leilech lechutz v'le'achol. And so too, Rabbi Yehuda says, actually, even in a cemetery, you could do it, because he can make like a mechitza. He can make a partition between himself and the graves, and then he can eat the Erev, and there will not be any issue whatsoever. It would all be okay. Okay, that was Mishnah Aleph. Now Mishnah Beis says further in the same idea, Ma'arvin b'demai, you can make an Erev with demai, because this food is something that poor people can eat. Demai, as we've discussed already, is produce that is unclear if it was tithed or not. So you can make an Erev out of this. If a Meiser Rishon Shenitla Betrumaso, and Meiser Rishon, that the Trumas Meiser was taken away, since anyone is allowed to eat it, you are allowed to obviously make an Erev out of this. If a Meiser Sheni Vehekli Shenitu, and if you have Meiser Sheni, or food that was consecrated, you can, if these things have been redeemed, so that you can make an Erev out of them. Vakohanam Bachalo Vatruma, and Kohanam, and furthermore, the Mefarshim explain, so too Yisraelim as well can make an Erev with Chala or Truma, because Kohanim can eat these things. Aval lo batevel, but a person can't make an Erev out of Tevel. That's something that's totally untithed. V'lo v'maiser Rishon shalunit la Trumaso, and you can't make an Erev out of Maiser Rishon, that the Trumas Maiser has not been separated. V'lo v'maiser Sheni v'hekdesh shaloniftu, and so too you can't make an Erev with Maiser... you can't make an Erev with Meiser Sheni or food that was Hekdesh, that have not been redeemed. And obviously the understanding is that for the Meiser Sheni food, that this is outside of Yerushalayim. Because technically, if you were inside Yerushalayim, you may be able to use the Erev, you may be able to use Meiser Sheni food, Meiser Sheni produce inside of Yerushalayim. But outside of Yerushalayim, you can't use Meiser Sheni food, and you can't use Hekdesh foods, consecrated food, that none of these things that haven't been redeemed, you can't use them. And therefore, yeah, no one's allowed to partake, and so you can't make an Erev out of them. Hashaleach eruvo biyar chirish shotav katan. And finally, the Mishnah says, let's say a person sends his Erev tchumen in the hand of someone who is a deaf, mute person, or someone who is a shote. This is one of the hardest words to translate. Someone who is very mentally ill, and you know, to use the word crazy is inappropriate, but that's really what it means. Someone who's totally just not not fully there, and as a result, you can't trust them. And a katan, a minor person, if you send the Erev in the hands of any of these people, obiyad mishainu moda be'erev, or in the hand of a kofar, of a heretic who doesn't accept the law of Erev and he doesn't believe in this stuff, inu Erev, the Erev is not going to be considered valid, because these people need to be able to establish a residence to create this Erev Tchumen for you, and they can't be trusted to do that. But if the owner told another person who we do trust to accept the food for his Erev from one of these people and place it for him, then we do consider this to be a valid Erev, because they could be a messenger, they just can't establish the residence, and therefore if you have the other kosher guy who is able to do it, then you are good to go. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time I'm going to continue with Mishnah Gimel. Have a wonderful day.